We continue in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim. Ben Yakir, dear child, hen kvar amarnu lecha shelo letzavotcha bilvad shetelech bederech Hashem banu baze. I already told you that I didn't come here to command you to walk in the way of Hashem. That's not what I'm here to do. Ki gam ata kvar yodea vegam nafshecha mishtokeket laze. Because you already know. And your nefesh yearns for it already. Rak gam la'azor lecha ulehargil otcha lalechet bo banu. We come here, he says, to help you and to train you to maintain the derech, to stay on the way. V'hine amanu lecha shetatmid ba'avodatcha. So we just spoke about the consistency, to be a matmid in avodah, ben b'sha'a sheta'ale ma'ala, ben b'sha'a shetanuach. Whether to stay in the avodah mode when you're going up, or ben b'sha'a shetanuach, or when you are complacent, when it's not, you know, going amazing. Af b'sha'a shetipol, even in the time when there are yeridot. With your permission, I'm just going to pause here. I'll tell you, in short, a Dvar Torah that I said over yesterday in Suda Shlishit from the Magid Mimezrich, Zechutot Hagen Aleinu. The famous Gemara you all know, Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph, the story of the Goy that came to Hillel and said, Gayereni al menat shetelamedeni Torah al regel achat. Right? Please, can I convert? On condition you teach me the Torah while I'm standing on one foot. He came to Shammai. The Gemara says, when Shammai heard that, Dechafo be'amat ha'binyan. He pushed him with the builder's stick, builder's lever that he had. Then he went to Hillel. Hillel told him, as Rabbi Miller Alav Shalom would say, okay, pick up your foot and let's go. And Hillel told him, you want to learn the whole Torah regel achat? I'll teach you. Listen, whatever you hate done to you, don't do to your friend. Everything else is just a commentary on that. Go home and learn it. But that's the Torah on one foot. So the Magid Mimezrich explains, I saw this in Sefer HaLekach VeHalibuv. What did the girl really want here? Well, what do you mean al regel achat? What did he mean? And there are many pirushim on this. He says, listen to this. It was kedai to come today just to hear. You know what he wanted? He came to Shammai and he said, Shammai, I want to become a Jew. I want to convert. But al menat, that I will always stay on the same level. I don't want to experience yiridot. And not aliyot. Meaning, if it means that I don't experience downfalls, down days, off days, then I'm willing to forego the higher days, you know, the aliyot. I want to be al regel achat, on one foothold, all my life. Can you promise me that? Gayereni, al menat shetelamedeni Torah al regel achat, that I keep the Torah and I'm able to stay on one level. I don't want this up and down business. I can't take it. I don't want it. Shammai heard that. He said, Shammai, mister, that's not how it goes. That's not life. The Seder HaChaim is that there are ups and downs. You go up and you go down, and that's the way how a person is built. Dechafo be'amat ha'binyan. He pushed him with the measuring stick of builders. The person is built through yeridot, aliyot. By the malachim, we know the malachim are called omdim. Bnei Adam, people are called mehalchim. Like the pasuk in the Navi, it says, "Venatati lecha mahlechim ben haomedim haele." The Adam is a holech. The malach is called omed. That's why by the malach, what does it say in the beginning of Yecheskel? We're going to read it in the Haftarah, in the first day of Shavuot. "Veraglehem regel yeshara." If you look at a malach, it looks like he has one foot. He's standing on one foot. The malach is a omed. There's no up and down for the malach. But the human being has 2 feet, which means you're walking. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. That's the way it is. So Shammai said, listen, buddy, this is just not how it goes. You have aliyot yiridot. If not, please leave.
So what did Hillel say to the girl? Hillel said to him like this. When he came to Hillel, he said, you know, where did you get this inspiration? Where do you think you got this inspiration from to all of a sudden want to become a Jew? It's not so pashut. You know, to take a neshama from the umot ha'olam and to extricate it from the, or excavate it from the klipot ha'tum'ah, from the kochot ha'tum'ah, is not pashut. That it's going to be elevated. Where'd you get this all of a sudden, Jut Barosh, I want to become a Jew? Mefozeba, where'd it come from? You know, the neshamot of the gerim, it says in the Sefarim HaKadoshim, come from the souls of the people of the Umot HaOlam in the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah. The Gemara says in Shabbat that Hashem went to all the nations. And he said, would you like the Torah? Right? Famous. And each one said, Maktiv Ba. Hashem said, ah, Maktiv Ba. What's written in it? Okay, Lo Tirtza. Lo Tirtza. But it says, that's in general the nation, let's say Esav. So the majority did not want to accept it. But there was a minority of Bnei Esav that they were from those, yes, we want, we accept. But they were overruled, you know. They were counted out because the majority voted, you know, Maktivba. But what happened to those neshamot of those who wanted? They're neshamot of the gerim throughout the generations. So where did it come from? How did you succeed to come